Praise Jesus and love Him, we grow to be more and more like Him. So let's praise the Lord all day, every day.
Hi, this is Miss Curly. Welcome to the Mustard Seed Kids. Did you ever wonder how faith grows? Why, even a small child can learn. Sometimes big people don't know what faith is about. You see, adults often need proof. They have trouble being as a little child and accepting God's word and promises by faith.
And she lives up to the door. She told me where to put it. So.
Kids, you want to have your parents listen along with you today so they can grow in faith too. Well, it's time for the Mustard Seed Kids and their episode of A Fish Story, which is the story of Jonah. You know, the guy who was swallowed by a big fish because he disobeyed what God told him to do. Miss Kay will be talking to him as she has gone to the river to fish. Well, Miss Curly sent her there to relax. She had no idea who she was about to experience. Then you'll hear the story of A Night with the Lions. I know. You've heard the story of Daniel in the lion's den 100 times. But this time you will hear the lions talking to Daniel about the den. Sounds like a roaring great time. Are you ready? Listen in.
There I was, sitting on the bank at the edge of the stream, minding my own business and trying to relax. It has been a rough week at the office, and Miss Curly said that I should take a day off and fish. Well, it didn't turn out the way I thought it would. I met this guy named Jonah, and he told me quite a fishing story. It went something like this. Still not even a bite. Whoever said that fishing was relaxing was out of their mind. I can't believe Miss Curly told me to do this. Maybe I'm using the wrong bait.
Good afternoon.
Shh. You'll scare all the fish away.
I'd say the fish are already scared away. Doesn't look like you've been catching much.
That's an understatement of the year. This has been the most frustrating thing I've ever done in my life. I can't believe I let Miss Curly talk me into taking up fishing. She said it would help me relax, you know, calm myself down. What a joke. I don't suppose you have any pointers for me, do you?
I'm afraid I'm not very good at catching fish myself. I've been caught by a fish before, but that was...
Wait a minute. Go back just a second. Did you say you were caught by a fish?
Yep, but that was a long, long time ago.
I've heard of men catching fish, but I never heard of a fish catching a man. You must be a really lousy fisherman.
Well, I wasn't fishing. I was floating out in the middle of the sea when a giant fish swallowed me.
Okay, then you must be a really lousy swimmer. What were you doing out in the middle of the sea?
I had been on a ship, but I'd gotten thrown overboard. You see, there was a terrible storm, and I told the sailors that the storm was my fault.
How could a storm be your fault?
Well, I was running away from God.
Don't you know you can't run away from God? I mean, He is God after all.
I realize that now. God had told me to go to Nineveh, to tell the people about Him. God said that He would destroy the city if they didn't repent. But I didn't want to go to Nineveh. I thought the people in Nineveh were just lousy, nasty sinners that deserved whatever punishment they got.
Hey, watch it. I was born in Nineveh.
I'm sorry. I didn't feel that way anymore.
Well, good. So you mean to tell me that even though God told you to go to Nineveh, you decided not to?
That's right. I got on a boat and headed out in the other direction. That's when the storm came.
So there you were, stuck in the fish's belly. What was that like?
It was dark and cold and wet. But the worst thing was the smell. If you think fish smell bad on the outside, you should take a whiff on the inside.
Oh, stop! You'll make me sick.
That's exactly what happened to the fish. He got sick. I spent 3 days and nights praying inside the fish's stomach until he finally the fish got tired of me jumping around inside and spit me out. After that, I headed for Nineveh as fast and quickly as I could.
That's using your head.
Well, I told the people there about God, and they repented. God decided not to destroy the city after all.
Way to go! You saved my hometown!
I know, but I was angry at God for this. I was angry about the storm and the fish and for saving these people. But God spoke to me and showed me how He cares for all people, no matter who they are or what they've done. Now I wish I had done what God had told me in the first place.
At least that way you wouldn't have to smell the inside of that fish's stomach.
That's true. Well, I'm sorry I've disturbed you. I'll let you get back to your fishing.
That's okay. Now that I know there are fish out there who can catch people, I think I will take up bird watching instead. Do you see what I mean? It was a different kind of fishing experience. I sure am glad God didn't destroy Nineveh, my hometown. Too bad Jonah had to be swallowed by a big fish, though. God certainly does have His way of getting us to obey, doesn't He?
Well, if you want to read Jonah's story, just find a Bible and go fishing for Jonah chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4, and you'll read the entire account. Oh, by the way, The book of Jonah is in the Old Testament. In the meantime, just listen to this song about him.
They call him Jonah, Jonah, prophet to Nineveh. Didn't want to preach, decided to flee. And we know Jonah lived in a big fish's tummy. Fish thought he was yummy under the sea. Everyone knows he went out to sea, tried to escape his God's destiny. 3 days and nights he spent in the whale. But that's not the end of this tale. They called him Jonah, Jonah, prophet to Nineveh. Said, okay, I'll preach. Was thrown up on the beach. And we know Jonah preached and the people repented. Jonah prevented a calamity. Decided to flee. And we know Jonah lived in a big fish's tummy. Fish thought he was yummy under the sea. Everyone knows he went out to sea, tried to escape his God's destiny. 3 days and nights he spent in the whale. But that's not the end of this tale. They called him Jonah, Jonah, prophet to Nineveh. Said, okay, I'll preach. Was thrown up on the beach. And we know Jonah preached and the people repented. Jonah prevented a calamity.
Well, after that rendition about Jonah, we need to take a minute for some manna. Remember, manna means, what is it? So let's listen to some interesting people show us now.
Time for Minute Manna.
Toys are righteous. God loves you. How can I help you? Well, of course we have this Follow Me Jonah doll. There's a dozen on the shelf right now. Sure, I'll save one for you. Bye-bye.
But, Mr. Priestley, we sold all our Swallow Me Jonah dolls at Christmas.
Well, now, how was I supposed to know that?
Sir, you're the one who told me
no
that.
No problem. We'll just sell him something else when he comes in.
I called about the Swallow Me Jonah doll.
Oh, you're not going to believe this, but my assistant here sold the one I'd kept back just for you.
But, Mr. Priestley, I told
Miss
you that
Nerdly,
we sold
go back and count the Noah's Ark toys.
Two by two?
Whatever.
But, sir, you told me that,
that
you had...
we have another doll your little girl will like even better. It's called the Punch Me Harvey doll. It's only $10 more. Here, press the little button on his tummy.
Ow, that doll hit me.
Oh, don't worry. It comes with a little makeup kit to cover those nasty little black and blue marks. And if you don't like that, we have some nice Moses action figures complete with a bottle.
Would anybody tell you're a Christian by the way you conduct business?
You know, sometimes I'm just like Jonah. Miss Donna, the founder of Kingdom Kids, sensed that God was telling her to start the Kingdom Kids puppet ministry. Do you know she told God she didn't know anything about puppets and didn't think she could do it? But she sensed that God said, I know you don't, But if you keep your eyes on me, I'll show you how. And that's exactly what God has done in 23 years of Kingdom Kids telling kids about the love of Jesus. Isn't that amazing? Okay, the lions and lionesses are waiting for Daniel to arrive. Let's join them in the den and find out what's going on. Tilly, the head lioness, and Lily, the assistant lioness, are filling in for their husbands, the main lions, who are out getting supper for everyone. Let's listen.
Well, well, well. You must be Daniel. We've been expecting you. Our husbands are out getting supper, but he will be back soon.
You have?
Yeah, we've been waiting all day. Our husbands won't wait any longer. They'll be back with supper soon.
My name is Tilly, and I'm the head lioness around here. Terry is my husband, and he is the head lion. Oh, this is Lily, my assistant lioness. You know, support staff. And Lenny is her lion husband.
An assistant lion? I don't understand.
Well, you see, in the animal kingdom, we have a feared and aggressive respect for the older, wiser, and better-looking members of the species, such as my husband. Being the exceptional lion that he is, he possesses the natural bravery, cunning, intelligence, and superiority to be the leader of the den.
Mostly it's just 'cause he's bigger than all the other lions?
Yep, so if any of the lions get out of line, kabango! Know what I mean?
So your husband is the leader of the den?
That's right. Leader of the den. That's him.
Well, I love what you had done with the place.
It's nothing flashy, but it's home sweet home.
I'd like to that you made such a nice little piles of all those bones.
That's Lily's idea.
Yeah, I saw that in an article in Better Homes. Oh, no, wait a minute. It was Better Dens and Gardens, but I made it my own.
So what do you all do here all day?
Sleep and eat criminals.
Eat criminals? Really? That's what you all do?
Let me see. Sleep till noon. Wake up, take a nap, wake up again, eat criminals, pace back and forth, personal quiet time, take another nap, then go to bed. Yep, that's pretty much the whole day.
So, why is your husband the head lion?
Well, as the head lion, he gets to do whatever he wants. If he wants to stand over there, he can. He can pace back and forth whenever he wants. And when he eats, he starts with the head. Sometimes I crack myself up. But seriously, he eats first, then Lily's husband eats what Tilly's husband doesn't want, and then Lily's husband lets the rats have the leftovers. Only it's a bad deal for the rats, because when Lily's husband's done, there's no leftovers. Oh, I got a million of them.
Hey, Danny boy, you don't look like most criminals. You look nice and, abundantly proportioned.
What she's trying to say is that you're kind of fat, you know, for a criminal.
No, that's not what I was trying to say. It's not nice to tell someone he's fat.
Most of the criminals we get in here are starving beggars and thieves with no meat on their bones. You don't look like a beggar. What are you in for?
Did you rob a bank?
Are you an international diamond smuggler?
No.
Oh, I know. Did you pull the tag off your mattress? What did you do?
Well, what I can say, we don't get out much.
So Dan, why are you in
here? Well, I was one of the king's advisors. It's a good job, and the king liked my advice, but all of his other advisors were jealous because the king always liked my advice best. So they tricked the king into making a law that said the king was a god.
Even we know that there's only one true God and that he created the whole universe. No law can change that.
Exactly. Well, I love the one true living God, and I pray to him many times a day. But this new law said that nobody could pray to anyone but the king. Well, I knew that I had to keep on praying to God no matter what happened to me, even if it meant being thrown into a terrible, rotting, stinking lion's den. No offense.
None taken.
Well, I serve the Lord no matter what, so go ahead, do your worst. Eat me.
Settle down, Danny. We ain't gonna eat ya.
You're not? But why? I'm a good meal. Look at all this meat on these bones.
Sorry. We can't. We got orders.
Orders? Orders from who?
From the angels of the Lord.
Angels? What angel?
God sent his angel just before you got here. Scared Lily half to death.
No, stop! You're embarrassing me!
The angel said that we shouldn't harm you in any way. And when God says don't harm you, then we're not gonna harm you. I gotta say, Dan, it took some guts to stand up for your faith. God is honoring your faith now.
Hey, look! The sun is coming up!
Daniel, are you there? Was your God able to save you from the lions?
Yes, King. I am safe. The Lord has protected me from the lions.
Come up out of the den, Daniel.
Well, see you guys, and thanks for not eating me.
You probably would have been a bit tough anyway.
You just keep doing what God says, and he'll take care of you.
And try to keep this not-eaten stuff to yourself. Our husbands have a reputation to maintain.
Daniel, I was tricked into making that foolish law. The God you serve must be the one true God. Guards, throw these wicked advisors into the lion's den.
Breakfast!
Well, there you have it, straight from the lion's mouth. And you can read it for yourself, right from the Bible, in Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 to 24. It's a true story in the Old Testament, and it's a roaring good one, too. You see, kids, the Bible is full of stories about real people, just like you and me. Stories like Jonah and Daniel, which you heard today, have lessons that we can learn too. So if you can't read yet, have someone in your house read it to you. Read and hear God's Word, the Bible, every day. Just listen to Mr. Donut Man and you'll understand what I'm saying.
Written by a fisherman.
What book
was written by a king?
What book
was written by a poet with words that make you wanna sing?
What book
was written in a prison?
What book
was written on a farm.
What book
was written in a palace?
What book can keep you from harm?
The Bible, the Bible, the wonderful Bible. Every word is there to help me see God's love for me.
What book
talks about God's love?
What book
talks about our sin?
What
talks about forgiveness and tells you how to be born again?
What book
is very, very happy?
What book
is also very sad?
What book
talks about Jesus
and how he died and rose up from the dead?
Suffered, bled, and died, so you could read these words and be saved. So have this book is a miracle. So thank God every day
for the Bible,
the Bible,
the wonderful Bible. Every word is there to help me see God's love for.
Thanks, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use your song today. Well, that's it for the Mustard Seed Kids program, everyone. We hope you learned some things from the Bible stories that will help you every day. The Bible is God's love letter to you.
Flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh,
grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to see. We are the branches and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to hear. His return is growing near. When Jesus comes back, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. He's the God I want to know.
As we praise Jesus and love him, we grow to be more and more like Him. So let's praise the Lord all day, every day.
Thanks for joining us on our episode of The Mustard Seed Kids. Hopefully, you have learned that God loves it when we spend time with Him, like when we get company. And the only way we can walk with Him is to walk by faith and not by sight. See you next time. Until then, spend time with God each day by reading the Bible and hiding God's word in your heart and praying. Watch your faith grow. Oh, and maybe you'll want to make a faith journal. That's a daily writing of how your faith is growing and what you see God doing, how you've trusted Him. My journal is full of ways that God has increased my faith. Or you can draw pictures of what happened each day. Happy writing and drawing. Today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids was a production of Kingdom Kids, Inc. in Watsontown, Pennsylvania, and was made possible by a generous grant from Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church, Lewisburg, PA. That's Pennsylvania. Until next time, remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. God bless you. Oh, and special thanks to Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use his song, God Makes Things Grow. If you have comments or suggestions, write to Kingdom Kids, Inc., that's INC, Post Office Box 23, Watsontown, PA, that's Pennsylvania, 17777. And don't forget to visit our Facebook page or our website at hiskingdomkids.org. You are listening to the Mustard Seed Kids on www.shoutcast.com. Search Kingdom Kids, remember, with a Z. Join us each Sunday at 6 p.m., each Tuesday at 7 p.m., and Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., all Eastern Standard Time in the U.S.